Good morning, Hopkins Junior High Concert Band. Welcome back to the festival. Thank you for opening up the festival this morning. My name is Joe Murphy. I am the music director at Tierra Linda Middle School in San Carlos, California, and I am really looking forward to hearing your group play this morning. Looks like you've got a wonderful group of well-dressed, great-looking kids, great instrumentation, and a great number of kids for being your concert band. In this intro here, to get the maestoso feel, I would go with a little bit bigger tonguing from especially the trumpets, and would love to hear a little bit more fanfare from the trumpets. Blend and nice tone on your instruments. I think you can explore a lot more dynamics at 12 particularly, especially in contrast to the very beginning. We can get a nice big majestic sound and then drop it down to something completely different. This is the section at 28, only mezzo piano. So when I'm speaking about dynamics on this recording, so I wanted to hear your low instruments there. When I'm speaking about dynamics on this recording, I want you to realize that dynamics are relative to each other, and they're also there to make the music sound more interesting and to help with impact points and to make the audience feel a different way. And so when you have piano, those passages should make us feel a certain way as an audience member. And when you have fortissimo marcato, like you do at 43, that's supposed to get a different emotional reaction out of us. Be careful, I know I'm backing it up here, but at 43, that our clarinets and flutes were overpowering a bit. We want to make sure that we make way for the low instruments, which you have plenty in this group, so we just need to make sure that we leave some room. This is a great maestoso sound right here. Bar phrase at 74. Dun 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 dun. Keep going. Da da dee da. So we don't pull up after beat 3 in bar 74 and 75. And here also, you want to make sure that there's a connection between the second and third bars of all the phrases that you're making here. Da da dee. Don't make it sound like you're ending your musical phrase after two bars of a phrase. Okay, trumpets on your low notes, make sure you are blowing faster air so that the like low C's don't go flat. Good snare, you could play louder at the allegro to really fuel the next this next tempo here. Yeah, there could be a lot more dynamic contrast in the snare drum. We've got piano and then a crescendo up to fortissimo. The low instruments tend to, like at 103, tend to ba, 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 ba. And the line dies a little bit because we need to play through the dotted half note. The accompaniment lines need to be there for the clarinets at 103. they're playing a nice phrase, but the low instruments are breathing and making it a little bit jagged there. So we don't want to drop out on the clarinets. Snare drum, there you go. Make sure you pick up your direction. Okay, good. Good job. Good job. So I'm giving you some pointers here that, you know, are a little bit advanced for a concert band group, but nonetheless, these are musical things that you can continue to work on. It's also, and I'm not sure if it's set up based or just the auditorium, because you've got a lot of low instruments, but it is a little bit high instrument heavy out here. With the amount of flutes and the amount of clarinets, you may need to back down a little bit so that we can hear more trombone. I'm hearing plenty of trumpet, but I'd love to hear more trombone, euphonium, barry sax, bass clarinet, tuba, bassoon to help warm out the ensemble sound. Percussion was very, very tastefully balanced. There's just a little bit more you can do as well with dynamics. Dynamics as a whole, I feel, were explored in a moderate level, but there are many more extremes you can work towards for your fortissimo and your piano. At the very beginning there, in order to start together, you need to take a nice deep breath together and maybe a slight head nod, some communication, so that you're all on the same page here. So one, ti-ya-ta. So if you breathe in time, you'll play in time. Think four-bar phrase. And it's really tough when playing this slow to not rush eighth notes. So you really have to be disciplined to two and three and one and two and three and... Yeah, because we're going to want to rush the eighth notes a little bit. So I think that was supposed to get a little bit of a rise out of me as an audience member and feel this tension and then release at the slower section at bar 23, and missed out on that a little bit because of dynamics. So are connected, and that there's always direction in your playing. And what that does also is it really helps with the way that you use your air as wind players. When we just blow air into the instrument, and let it sort of sit there because we're not doing anything with a long note or even with a melody. We tend to go flat, which is happening a little bit in some of the woodwind playing. And as I said earlier, in some of the trumpet playing, always need to keep spinning our air fast, even when we're playing piano and playing legato pieces. So I would say try to explore the emotional impact points of that last piece a little bit more as well. Maybe talking about why the dynamics are what they are instead of just simply saying, play piano here, play forte here. Why did the composer write a forte there? Why did the composer write piano? Careful of the intonation on the fourth position trombone. Da-da. Yeah, lining up the harmonic chords here. And also the sustain to make sure that you're all just holding beautiful notes. You've probably heard this a million times. Long tones, long tones, long tones are super important for wind players. I'd love to hear the percussion take us to this fortissimo a little bit more into 24. Careful with tempo here, percussion. You've got to watch your conductor. And you've got to listen to make sure that you're maintaining pulse. You're getting ahead a little bit. There you go. A little more accent. I'd probably put like a forte piano here. Dun, crescendo, dun, dun, da, 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 da. So that it's got a little bit more excitement in it. If you just go da, da, da. And hold it, it doesn't have the same excitement. So all of these notes back away, crescendo, bum, ba-da, da-da. Trumpets, I'd probably put a little bit more tonguing and maybe a little separation in 66 so that this syncopated rhythm doesn't sound so that we really hear the syncopated rhythm. It was played very legato, so I think it lost some of its effect there. Careful the intonation on the Barry sax. Everybody's going to be tuning to you right now. Yeah, it's very flat. Could be also bassoon tuning with the Barry sax. Yeah, so that B natural, that concert D is pretty out of tune with the Barry sax and bassoon. Now here we got a build. Lows need to lead this. Lows need to lead us to the forte. So after you've set up this rhythm, upper woodwinds at 104, it doesn't say to change your volume 5 bars later, but you need to come down so that we hear the low brass, low woodwind entrances and all the people entering after. I like to call that kind of thing the machine, and the machine needs to back out of the way to allow for everybody else to enter, especially if you already had 4 bars of playing it. Nicely done. Nicely done. One more question, too. What is SFFZ? What is the difference there? You haven't seen that in the rest of the piece. You've seen accents, you've seen forte, you've seen fortissimo, you've seen forte piano maybe in some of your playing. SFFZ. What's different about that note? I like to say that is a wow accent. So if I'm saying, hi, how are you? And then if I say with a little bit of an accent, hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? SFFZ would be kind of a, hi, how are you? Like sort of a surprise, like, whoa, okay. You know, you just got my attention. So that should go to a little bit of a different level. And it sets up the fortissimo at the very end. A very, very solid group, very solid performance. You're getting so much good instruction, and you sound so great. I feel like on the comments on this recording, I was focused on all the things you can work on. But let me back up and say that you are off to a great start. You've got great instrumentation, wonderful tone on your instruments, great attentiveness, the repertoire was appropriate, and very, very tasteful playing. So you're off to the races. You've got a great, great start. Continue to explore your dynamic range and also explore why you're playing the dynamics you're playing. Always search for the question why. Don't just settle because the page said to do it. There's a reason why the composers ask for certain dynamics, certain accents, and everything they write is for a reason. So try to explore the why, and that will make you want to perform everything that's on the page, the way that it's written. And continue to work on balancing in sections where, you know, we need to back off so that we can hear the new melody that's come in. Make some way for your low instruments when they've got a melody. They're harder to hear, so upper instruments can back away a little bit. Percussion, very tasteful, very, very great playing. Just careful, you know, that when you have a little bit of a feature that you keep integrity in your pulse. Okay, but great job, wonderful work. Really loved hearing you this morning, and look forward to hearing your other groups later on today.